Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you guys for tuning in. Today we have a very different kind of show. We have Nadia Pinavidia joining us, and she is the founder of Euphoebe Foods. She's here to talk to us about how we can really change our lives by the way we eat. She was a undergraduate student in chemistry from King's London College, a PhD in quantum chemistry from St. Catherine's College in Cambridge, and then she founded Euphoebe. Before that, she was managing director at Goldman Sachs. This woman has certainly got the education, the background. She's been doing amazing things, but decided because of a personal experience with her family, with cancer in her family, to focus on food, why it matters, why it can really change your life, how it impacts our health, our wellness. We get into her program, exactly what it offers, but it's a topic that I'm very passionate about. It changed my life. I had some health issues. Once I learned about the foods we ate, made some major changes in my life, I can't tell you what a difference it made. So we talk often about finding a life that is meaningful and authentic, but we also have to deal with the physical. If we don't take care of ourselves, our bodies, how we feel, the inflammation, the fatigue, the serotonin, the dopamine, all of those things can get in our way as well. So tune in, check it out. I hope you like the show. I think she's got some really interesting things to offer. And as always, all the information will be at lauraco.com if you want to check out more about her product, www.euphoebe.com. Thank you so much. Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Today we have Nadia Pinavidia joining us. Did I get that slightly correct?
It was perfect.
Oh, there we go. All the way from New York. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm really well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on your show. I love it.
I appreciate you coming on, and I'm really excited to chat with you. For everybody listening out there today, we're going in a little bit of a different direction. We're going to jump into some topics that are near and dear to my heart that we don't often get a chance to chat about. So I'm excited to have Nadia join us and share her wisdom on these really important ideas of food and health and how that plays into our everyday lives. But before we do, I would love it. I was reading your bio, and a little humbling, by the way, PhD in quantum chemistry, and that you're as a managing director at Goldman Sachs in London. You sort of have this background, you know, that one wouldn't necessarily think lends itself to entrepreneurship and jumping into the business that you're currently in, which we'll chat about. But tell me a little bit first, tell the audience, how did you come into this current work of food and how it affects our bodies and how to eat in a way that is healthy and cleansing? Can you give us the backstory a little?
Yes. It's not what you typically expect. You know, you've got some geeky woman with a PhD in quantum chemistry, and now I found myself fully immersed in food and health and nutrition. So it wasn't the path I was on. It kind of found me. So the kernel behind Euphoebe, the company that I set up, was kind of sown about 4 years ago. So prior to that, they said I came from a chemistry background. I had a week off from completing my PhD, and I joined Goldman Sachs in London. And so I kind of grew up in finance. I moved to this country, to the States, to New York 11 years ago. And then 4 years ago, my mother-in-law was diagnosed with kidney cancer. I lost my father when I was 10. He died very young of a heart issue. My mother died of breast cancer. My sister had breast cancer. I'm BRCA 2. It sounds like a depressing story, doesn't it? And so when my mother-in-law was diagnosed with kidney cancer, I thought, oh, not again. And I started reading about food and nutrition, really looking for a silver bullet to go along with the chemotherapy, knowing in my past history that chemotherapy on its own was not necessarily foolproof. And the pivotal book that I picked up was Dr. Servan Schreiber's The Anti-Cancer Diet. And I started reading about food and nutrition and how today's modern diet was actually impacting our immune system, was provoking inflammation, and over time, weakening our ability of the immune system to suppress cancer cell growth. And actually, if we did have cancer, today's modern diet with the sugar and the insulin and the refined grains was actually fueling cancer cell growth. And that was a huge awakening for me because up until then, I just thought it was about kind of empty calories. I didn't realize that the modern diet today could actually be weakening our immune system.
Yeah, I would argue that like probably half to or more of the audience listening today, that would be news to them, right? I don't think this is a mainstream concept even still. It's something I became familiar with. I had some health issues, immune system, inflammatory. And once I started looking into the diet, the sugar, the amount of sugar that we have in our everyday life of normal foods, it's staggering, no?
It's totally staggering. It's everywhere. And I think for me, I'm Italian by birth. I was born in Italy, but hence the accent. I actually grew up in the UK. When I came here 11 years ago, I was staggered at the amount of sugar that you have in everyday things, whether it's bread and the yogurt and everything. And my children were 2 and 4 at the time. And what I heard from them was, "Mummy, I want chicken nuggets and hot dogs and the probiotic smoothie from Trader Joe's that is expressed as healthy, but it has 8 teaspoons of sugar in it." And I thought I was going insane because I was all of a sudden surrounded by kind of sugar and highly, you know, just different types of food, which was just different from an Italian mother. And I'm learning about what they're doing to our immune system and provoking inflammation. So that was kind of one side, you know, this personal experience. On the professional side, I'd left Goldman when I came here, and I'd set up a company with 2 colleagues in the UK, which was about turning around underperforming brands. And we'd been called in by one of the big consumer packaged good companies that they'd bought one of these shakes, you know, the weight management shake. And so while my 2 colleagues were looking at the brand strategy and the consumer engagement, my kind of geeky chemistry side and finance side decided to say, well, if we're going to try and help turn this brand around, I better make sure I understand what's in it and how it works. And that at the same time, and these things happened within 2 months of one another, opened up this academic reading into studies like the Look Ahead study, where I learned that the conventional advice of eat less, move more doesn't work. It's doomed for failure if we're not putting enough fiber and nutrients into our body, because we're consuming energy dense food that's quickly broken down into glucose into the bloodstream. We're releasing insulin, and we're storing all this energy as fat. And so in absence of the fiber and nutrients, the brain actually perceives to be in nutrient starvation. So it calls for the body to crash, conserve energy, and then triggers it to be hungry and eat more. And that gives rise to what we've called the crappy food cycle. I hope it's okay. It's not too profane.
But I've heard way worse on the show.
The crappy food cycle, which is that 2-hour cycle of eat, crash, hunger, eat more. So we've got this diet that's hurting us and is actually making us hungry. And add on top of it, we're actually addicted to sugar. I thought I was going insane. And so I spent the rest of 2014, I said to my colleagues, I can't turn this brand around. I need to believe in it. And I don't believe this is a solution to weight management, because eat less, move more doesn't work. It's not about calorie restriction, but it's rather switching what we eat. So moving towards a higher fiber, higher nutrient dense diet. And if that's the solution, then it's not enough, I believe, just to tell people to, well, eat more greens and beans. We know that. But what we really need, I believe, is help in transitioning away to this dependent food cycle that we have into something that is a real food cycle, where we're increasing our fiber, increasing our nutrition, keeping insulin suppressed, increasing our satiety, and so feeling good, restoring the body to health, and going back to a healthy 4-hour metabolic cycle where we're not hungry the whole time.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's so important. And it's hitting me as you're speaking. This is one of the topics that comes up so often in emails that people send in and questions when people want to do coaching with me. But as you're going through this process and you're realizing that you don't believe in the message, and you're researching and realizing what you do believe in, can you just get a little granular for a moment? What was that moment like? Was there a moment? Was there a process? How did you decide that this was really what you were going to do and know that it was the right decision for you?
Well, I think, so I'd read Dr. Servan Schreiber's book, and that impacted me a lot. But my real kind of aha moment was Dr. Robert Lustig's YouTube video. It's a biochemistry lecture called The Bitter Truth. I don't know. Do you know it? Have you ever come across it? You should look it up. So if you Google Robert Lustig, The Bitter Truth, it's literally a biochemistry lecture, 90-minute biochemistry lecture that's gone viral. It's had 7.5 million views. And it explained to me the biochemistry of the body and how we are addicted to sugar, literally addicted to sugar. And that was my, oh my God moment, because if we're addicted to sugar and sugar is everywhere, that's the reason why eat less, move more doesn't work. And we need to address the dependency that we have to sugar, to the highly refined grains that are provoking all of these biochemical reactions in the body that are impacting our behavior. And after that, I actually wrote to Dr. Lustig and I said, look, I'm sorry, but I've just listened to your lecture. And can I meet with you? Because at that time, and this is kind of 4 years ago, that still wasn't quite as widely known as it is today. And I flew to San Francisco. I met with Dr. Lustig and he said, Nadia, he said these words to me, you have to change the biochemistry in order to change the behavior. And that phrase has stuck with me because we talk about willpower, just say no, but it's really hard. It's really hard, whether you're a smoker or whatever kind of dependency and addiction you have, just to say no. Some people are able to do it and that's fabulous, but it's hard. And so what he meant by you've got to change the biochemistry to change the behavior is if you bring people into a fully immersive experience where they're eating the fiber and the nutrients, it's like taking the horse to water. So you're getting them to actually take in that food. You're changing the hormonal responses, which makes your decision, your behaviors. We know that hormones impact our behavior very, very well, especially as women. But you're changing the hormonal responses, which makes your behavior and your decisions so much easier. And that was my aha moment. And then I started reading every single New York Times physician-authored bestseller there was, Joel Thurman, Eat to Live, The China Study, Lustig's Fat Chance. And, you know, my 6 months of research and study led me to believe that it's not about saying the solution lies in eating more fiber and nutrients, eating more whole foods, real foods, and cutting the crap. You know, let's get rid of the sugar, let's swap the refined grains for the whole grains, and let's swap some of the animal-based protein for more plant-based protein, because that's what's containing the fiber and the nutrients, which satisfies the brain and makes all of our decisions after that a lot easier to make.
And a lot of people, again, who listen to the show in particular, but, you know, are often feeling, you know, what's wrong with me? I don't know why I don't feel this zest for life. I don't know why I'm not excited. I don't know why I don't know what I want. And for some people, it's just learning how to tap into the deeper, authentic self and trusting in that space. But I've actually run into a lot of people where it's this chemical imbalance of sorts from what they're eating, from too much stress in their life. Can you speak a little bit about the dopamine and serotonin, you know, shifts that happen and how that can actually impact you as, you know, on a day-to-day?
Absolutely. So we know that when we ingest sugar, that kind of that nice sweet moment on in our mouths triggers dopamine. And dopamine, which is the, let's call it the pleasure receptor, you know, lights up in the brain. Dopamine and serotonin, and let's call serotonin the kind of the happiness receptor, the serenity receptor, you know, the peace receptor, work hand in hand and they kind of balance each other out. So when we have a diet that is high in dopamine triggering foods like sugar and highly palatable foods like refined grains and some dairy, we're triggering our dopamine the whole time. And we're actually keeping serotonin depressed. So that whole thing of like, I need that 2 o'clock cookie to give me the lift up, but then I'm kind of crashing down and then I need my next hit. That's real. That is totally real. It's driven by the dopamine that's kind of spiking and then you come off it and it goes, okay, where's my next hit? Just like the smoker who's like looking for thinking about the next cigarette after they've, you know, half an hour or an hour after they've finished the first one. That's the same thing that's going on with the sugar. Add to that, compound to that, the insulin that's being spiked with the sugar. And insulin's role is to take the glucose out of the blood and store it as fat. And then you're left saying, okay, well, where's my energy coming from? I need to eat more and more. You can see how we've gotten ourselves, because of the external food that is around us, into a vicious cycle that can be hard to break. And so I say this to our clients and our patients, like, it's not really our fault, because people really do try hard to make changes. But when you're on that dopamine sugar merry-go-round and your brain is telling you to get your next hit, and by the way, you're hungry, eat more, it's so hard. And so by taking sugar out, or certainly reducing it, and being aware of where it lives in the bread and in all these other places where it's sometimes hidden, in the, my favorite is the protein bar.
Well, I wanted to say this because I did this myself about 15 plus years ago. People say, but I don't use a salt shaker. I don't eat that much sugar. I think I have a pretty good diet. But if you read the labels and you look, there is so much salt in our day-to-day food and so much sugar, right? So can you just speak to that for a moment so people are clear when we are talking about this? We don't mean necessarily that you're eating donuts for breakfast.
Totally, totally. I mean, let's just start with breakfast. If you look at any cereal, it's got sugar in it. And now some have more than others, but you're starting off with, you know, a bowl of sugar in the morning. Many cereals also have sweeteners added to kind of try and keep the sugar low. But sweeteners spike your insulin as well, and they also mess up with your microbiome. And you know, we can talk more about that later. So breakfast can be kind of your sugar. I was just speaking to a lady recently, and she said, well, I have a bowl of organic granola in the morning with vanilla almond milk. So in her best, she genuinely thinks she's making the right decisions, because that's what we're told, right? We're told, well, eat organic, eat granola. But when you look at what's in the granola, whether it's honey, or they call it agave, or they call it, you know, evaporated fruit juice, it's still sugar. So you're getting your sugar hit, and add the vanilla almond milk on top, and you're thinking, I'm making a right choice because I'm swapping dairy for almond milk, but that's got sugar in it as well. You're starting off the day with a sugar hit. Then you have your mid-morning crash, because you've now come off your sugar high, and you've got your, you know, the insulin that's triggered your ghrelin, which is your hunger hormone. And now it's 10:30 and you're going, all right, what do I eat now? And there you are, you're on the merry-go-round. So sugar is in bread, it's in the granola, it's in the protein bar that we've been marketed to, saying, oh, that's really good for you. It lurks everywhere. It's in the yogurt, like the fruit yogurt, the smoothie, the Trader Joe's probiotic smoothie.
Right.
It's everywhere.
Right. I mean, it's really, those bars are one of the ones that kill me the most, because like there's a couple Lara bar that are truly without, you know, secondary products, but most of them are completely processed foods.
That's right. And so there's actually a really good movie. I think it's called That Sugar Movie. And it's this Australian guy, he's with this gorgeous wife, and they're just about to have their first child. And she got him into this very healthy kind of sugar-free living. And he's about to have their first baby together. And he says, well, you know, I want to make sure I'm bringing up my child with the right principles. I want to really kind of check the theory about sugar. And so he says, I'm going to do the next 60 days where I'm eating sugar, but not things like sodas and the stuff that you and I would immediately recognize as sugar, donuts and all that, but all of the things that we've just been discussing, the healthy cereal, the protein bar. And what happens to him in 60 days is the reversal of what happens to people on Euphoebe in 28 days. He starts to put on weight. He starts to feel sluggish. His skin looks awful. He looks puffy. And it happens so quickly. And just as it happens quickly when you're going in sugar in your body, you know, when you're eating more sugar, it happens just as radically quickly once you start to eliminate sugar and refined grains. Like within 7 days, your body kicks in and it starts to eliminate in ways that you could have never possibly achieved through a calorie restriction diet. It's your body that detoxes itself. It reverses that insulin storage. It's a miracle what the body does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had been on medications for years for some inflammation, and within weeks, you feel lighter, you feel better, the brain fog goes away, your joints, your muscle, everything just feels better. So if you are having all these secondary symptoms, which by the way, the medical community does not deal with, the average doctor in American medical school, it kills me. There's zero nutrition classes. I mean, literally zero. And I'm a big fan. You have to go to the doctor. If I get into a car accident, I need to be stitched up. Please bring me to the hospital. They're wonderful in a bunch of situations, but it's just shocking that they are not required to take nutrition. So all these issues we have, people, you know, skin reactions or, you know, joints that feel achy, they don't know what to do with it. And I think the answer is in large part the foods we're eating. So take us through the Eufebi 28-day program. Like, how did you come up with 28 days? Why this specific foods? What does it do? How does this work?
Right. So the premise behind Eufebi, what we did, so again, that realization of, all right, yes, we have to change what we eat, but it is hard because there is a dependency component to it. And it's just complicated, right? What we decide to eat is based on so many different factors. It should be enjoyable. It is pleasurable. It can be emotional. It can be cultural. It's so many different things. So I didn't believe that it was just enough to say, hey, eat a high fiber, highly nutritious diet. We've got to make it as easy as we can because it is tough. And so what I thought about doing, I actually spent time with people that had been through AA and CA, and even drew on my own experience. I mentioned earlier, my father died when I was 10 and he was 45, and it was brought on, it was anticipated through him being a smoker. And so I grew up being a fervent anti-smoker until the age of 21. And then my idiot boyfriend at the time got me into smoking as I was coming into my finals. And I smoked for a good 10 years. You know, it started off in a social smoking. In the meanwhile, my mother is dying of breast cancer, and I'm waking up in the morning with self-loathing because I know smoking's bad. It helped kill my father. My mother's dying of cancer, albeit breast and not lung. I know smoking is bad, you know, but it was really hard to stop. And I tried with willpower. I even did hypnosis at one point, and I thought, I am never going to be happy. I'm never going to enjoy. I was living in London. I'll never be able to enjoy a night out having, you know, a curry or a beer or whatever with my friends because I'm always going to be missing that cigarette. Until I understood addiction. And I picked up a book called Alan Carr's The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. And he taught me as I was reading this book about the addictive voice. That voice in our head, the one that calls us and says, oh, go on, just have some ice cream. It doesn't really matter. You're not going to have that much. You can have some more tomorrow. You know, we all get it in our various forms, right? But once I could recognize the addictive voice, I knew that it was telling me that to say, ha ha, you just want your next hit of the cigarette. So when I understood the dependency, especially to sugar that we have, I spent time with people who'd been through AA and CA to understand what support mechanism can we build in? Because we are asking a big ask of people to really cut back on sugar and really for a period of time to get it out of their system so it's no longer controlling them and speaking to them. So Eufebi was about, yes, doing the heavy lifting in the kitchen. We're going to make really tasty lunches and dinners, whole food, plant-based, full of nutrition. They have to taste good. I'm Italian. I love food. Food has to taste good. But more uniquely, we're bringing together this program of 28 days with a coaching side, which is part education, motivation, support, and a real life coach, Coach Eufebi, who is me and our colleagues, registered dietitians, that are there 24/7 at the end of the app. You can chat with us, you can email, you can text, because it is hard. It can be hard. And so Eufebi is about bringing together the coaching and the meals to bring people into this fully immersive 28-day program where you come out at the other end and sugar isn't calling your name anymore. You feel fantastic. You look fantastic. On average, you drop around 9 pounds. And what struck me, because I'd done all this reading, is, well, what actually happens internally? And we've been quite unique. And I brought in a medical advisor from Weill Cornell. And he said, you know, we were talking about physicians, Nadia, I believe, he's a cardiologist. His name is Dr. Jeg Hoopsiter. we took blood work. And so what we see is that weight loss is being driven by reduction in cholesterol, on average 40 points of LDL. You're dropping blood sugar. We've reversed pre-diabetes. We've reversed type 2 diabetes in less than 3 months. We're dropping inflammation that now, as we know, is the precursor to so many chronic diseases. And all of this stuff on the outside that we get really excited about, you know, weight loss and loss of tummy, is all more exciting for me as being driven by the improvement in internal health and captured by blood work.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love that you talk about that internal voice. You know, my book was about emotional obesity and the voices in our head and trying to distinguish the ones that are true and not true. And I never thought about the one that calls us in that way. It's a first for me, but it's so true. There's that cultural norm, would you say, where what's the big deal? It's just a cookie. Don't be uptight. You know, have McDonald's, have your kids. Of course, you can't have them not eat kid foods and hot dogs, and that's being over the top. And it's funny how we draw the line. We wouldn't give our children drugs. We wouldn't give them alcohol, right? We have things that we say absolutely no. We make sure they sleep. But for some reason, the quantity of sugar has gone up exponentially since our grandparents, who I think started that mindset of talking that way. Because at that time, you know, my parents, if they had a cookie, that was the only sugar they had because it wasn't in our food everywhere. But now, because of the way our food is packaged and stored and et cetera, it's everywhere. So when you have that cookie on top of it, it is a big deal. So, right, I'm having a moment. I never thought of that voice as such a powerful one, but it really is.
It totally is. And it is so powerful. And everything you've just said is absolutely spot on. And it's around us everywhere, right? My children are still, they're little, they're at school, they do a tennis lesson. And after the tennis lesson, they go, okay, here's your lollipop. And I'm going, why? They've just done some exercise. Why do you have to reward them with a lollipop?
Go to the movies and the size, I mean, Super Size Me did such a good job of showing us this, but it wasn't a smoothie that's as, you know, as large as your child's head and a tub of popcorn, right? As wide as they are. I mean, it's just, everything has become so large and so filled with sugar,
And that's right. It's filled with sugar. It's highly processed. And this is what we see on New Phoebe, that And most of our clients that are coming to us, you know, sometimes I think when we think, well, you know, people are eating unhealthily, we naturally think to the person who's eating McDonald's and drinking sodas all day long. And clearly, yes, that's an issue. But we're talking about all of us, normal, that we are, as we were talking about earlier, we're constantly being bombarded by, because we're busy, right? We have these busy lives and we actually genuinely think often we're making the right decisions because of how we're being marketed to. But once you start, and that's again part of that education, these 28 days, once you start to take a step back and go, okay, for bread, I'm going to buy Ezekiel sprouted whole grain bread because it doesn't have any sugar and it truly is whole grain. And you start to learn and look at buying different types of ingredients, you start to cut it out and then you begin to spot it everywhere. And then you can make the concerted decision. I'm going to have a cookie because that's okay. But I haven't pumped myself with sugar and stoked that dopamine brain head all day long.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's such an important point. This isn't about becoming a purist and giving up everything you love. It's just recognizing that the quantity of this stuff is everywhere. Well, if people are interested in finding more about your program, about you, where can they find you?
There's various channels. Our website obviously is a good starting place. People say, what's the company called? So the company is called Euphebe. That's Euphebe. And it's a made up word to reflect euphoria and you'll feel better, which is how people feel. When you start to change how you eat, you feel amazing and you look amazing.
Yeah,
So that's a place. On there, anyone can reach me directly. My email is Nadia, Nadja at euphebe.com. There are phone numbers. We're super responsive. And part of actually this 28-day reboot is a onboarding consultation with us. So we kind of figure out what is it that you're coming to, because we've actually started working with a few of those physicians that do realize the power of food. So our clients, our people range for everything from those that are coming for medical reasons because they don't want to go on a statin or they're pre-diabetic or whatever the chronic issue may be, all the way through to those who just say, look, I just want to feel a bit better. I want to have some more energy. So it's a real spectrum of people that come to us, but we'd love to answer any questions anyone may have.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much. I just can't tell you how much I believe in this mission and believe in the importance of what we eat. And I wish everybody listening today would take a moment, even if you don't check out her site and aren't ready to make that commitment, just look at what's in your foods, just read the label, check it out, inform yourself, educate, because it is really shocking. And, you know, try the cleanse, see if it works. It'll change your life. It changed mine. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. I've loved it. And as I said earlier, I love your podcast and the Art of Authenticity. I love everything that you're doing. So it's just such a pleasure and honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.